My name is Stephen Newhouse. I'm a program manager in the HPC team at Microsoft. What I'd like to do today is talk to you about the HPC Basic Profile, which is one of the new features we have in the HPC S2008. So what is the HPC Basic Profile? It's a set of web service specifications that allow you to submit jobs into a clustered resource through a web service interface. This is something that has been implemented by Microsoft, and it's also being picked up by other job scheduling vendors as well and people in the open source software community. This isn't something that has come out of the blue. The Microsoft and other members of the community have been actively engaged in the Open Grid Forum over the last couple of years to develop the specification and these set of specifications in an open and collaborative manner. And we've had the involvement of people from the research community, from the open source community, and from the commercial communities, so that we can build an absolutely excellent interface that enables you, for a set of standard operations, to access job schedulers, whatever the vendor of that job scheduler is. So it's a great way of leveraging this interface to build applications that are going to be portable across a wide range of environments. So this work has been taking place within the Open Grid Forum. The Open Grid Forum started in 2001, so it's now getting very mature. It's got a very broad set of specifications that is being adopted by an ever-expanding community. The working group that has been developing the HPC Basic Profile is the HPC Profile Working Group. That only started a couple of years ago, in the middle of 2006, and that's brought together elements of the HPC community interested in job scheduling. These are people from commercial software providers, such as Microsoft, Platform, and Altair, people from the research community, universities, both in the UK, Europe, and the United States, but also middleware providers, again, from around the world, have all come together and have been working on defining what are the core sets of functionalities and features that you want in an interface to actually support job submission, management, and monitoring. So the HPC Basic Profile, which has been the result of this work, has been able to leverage work that's gone on both within the OGF community and elsewhere within the broader web services community. So specifically, we leverage work that's gone on from the WSI, the Web Services Interoperability Organization, and the W3C, to leverage work such as the XML schema, SOAP, and WSDL, which are some of the core building blocks that you have in web services. But we've also been using the job submission description language and the basic execution service specification, which is work that was already well established within the Open Grid Forum when the HPC Profile Working Group started a couple of years ago. And so the job submission description language is a specification which, as the name suggests, allows us to specify a set of a job for an XML document. And the BES, the Basic Execution Service, is a very simple interface that allows you to submit, manage, and monitor a job on a resource. Together, these things are effectively a way of saying what you want to do, that's the JSDL, and the BES gives you a way of controlling what is actually being done. So why have we provided the HPC Basic Profile within the HPCS product? Well, we see this as a great way for people to accessing our job scheduler from platforms other than the Windows environment. Through the web services platform, you're able to use the HPC Basic Profile to access the job scheduler from Linux, from Java, and from any other environment. And what we've done through the web service interface is expose the core functionality that we want. That is the ability to submit a job, to be able to discover the status of a job that you've submitted, to find out details about the job you've submitted, what are its properties, what are its characteristics, what is actually running. Obviously, if you've got something running, you want to be able to terminate the job. And then you also want to be able to discover some characteristics about the resource you're submitting the job to, so that you can decide which resource, if you have many available, is the best one for the particular job that you want to run. So this is something that we've implemented within the product. It supports a whole range of specifications that have been developed within the Open Grid Forum and builds on top of the web services infrastructure that's provided through the Windows Communication Foundation, which is a core product of, that comes from the Windows .NET framework. So the actual OGF specifications we support are the basic execution service and the job submission description language. These are very broad specifications. So within the HPC profile working group, we've customized them and narrowed their scope down a bit. We have the HPC profile application that deals specifically with customizing JSDL and enabling it to be more focused on submitting HPC orientated batch jobs. We also have the HPC basic profile, which again specializes the basic execution service by giving it a defined security model that leverages the WS security set of specifications. And this can include the ability to submit jobs using X509 public certificates as a way of identifying the client, or more conventionally using a username and password combination. And this is the feature that we support within the Microsoft product. One of the other things that has developed through the HPC profile working group as we started implementing the basic profile and doing interoperability tests is how important file staging is to many customers and to many parts of the community. And so we developed the HPC basic profile file staging extension, which gives us the ability to specify as part of the submission document what files need to be transferred onto the cluster before the job is run, and then after the job has finished running, what files should be transferred away from the cluster. And this is a great feature that allows you to submit a job specification to a resource, and for the application, its input files to be staged in, for the application to run, and then for the results to be staged back out again, and the file space cleaned up, all specified through a single XML document. As customers started working with the HPC basic profile in its early form within the Microsoft product and other people's products, we found the need to add in some extra features, specifically around the ability to get more information back from the cluster. And this uses a specification called the advanced filter, which allows you to find out details of a set of jobs as to what their status is and how they're behaving and what's happening across the cluster, but also to find out how much resource your job may have used while it was executing. And also the application template, which is currently a draft specification, which gives you the ability to look at providing a shorthand definition of the job that you want to run rather than filling out a full JSDL specification document. So key when you're exposing up your HPC resource is the security model that's going to be used to access that resource. So within the web service interface that we've developed by Microsoft for the HPC basic profile is that we obviously only allow only authenticated message traffic to actually reach the web service interface. This is done by leveraging the features within the Windows Communication Foundation to ensure that only messages that are coming from authenticated clients are actually accepted into the message processing stream and go to the actual service. This is something that you need to have a username and password that will gain you access to an account on your head node and your cluster before you're able to access the web service infrastructure. So by using the web service, you're not exposing your application or your cluster to any different set of users than you would normally. Also, the HPC basic profile uses the simple C# API that exists within the product to access and submit jobs into the HPC scheduler. And so we're able to leverage all of the security work that's been done around that interface as part of the web service infrastructure as well. So the net result is that we have a very secure web service interface that, from an administrator's point of view, gives them as much control over who accesses the cluster as they would have if they used one of the other interface mechanisms that exist within the product. So we're fully integrated with the job scheduler within the HPCS product, but we also, through the web service interface, have been working with other job scheduling partners to provide routes that they can submit jobs from their job scheduler through into our product as well. And the web services interface provides a great way of submitting jobs from both different platforms, but also from different management organizations and domains as well. So Altair have made public announcements that they will be providing a feature in their PBS job scheduler that will enable jobs to be submitted into PBS and then to be staged out from PBS through the HPC basic profile into the Windows cluster. And likewise, Platform with their OLSF scheduler have also provided proof of concept demonstrations of how they can provide similar facilities, both to submit jobs into the platform product, but also to route jobs from within platform out into the through the HPC basic profile into the Microsoft product. We're also going to be providing some how-to guidance as to how you can integrate the SunGrid Engine scheduler, which is an open source scheduler, how you can integrate that into the using the HPC basic profile into the HPCS job scheduler as well. So what do you actually get with the HPC basic profile in the Windows product? So the web service that implements the HPC basic profile specification is installed by default on the head node when you install the head node, but importantly, it's not activated by default. Activation is something that has to be done by the administrator after the main installation has taken place, and this gives the administrator the opportunity to define what is the certificate that's going to be used to identify the web service to the clients that are going to connect to it, and also to make sure that the authentication of the client actually works to control access onto the job scheduler and the head node itself. We don't, as part of the product, provide any web service clients to help you connect to the job scheduler. The software development kit that comes with the HPCS product has got some example web service clients in, both for Java and using the C# interface, that will enable you to use as a basis to build your own applications and clients that can connect and manipulate the job scheduling interface through the web service. And of course, you can always use the specifications, which are all public, to build your own web service interface in whatever language or environments that you wish. So installing the HPC basic profile is incredibly simple in the HPCS product. As I said, it's installed by default on the head node and can be easily activated. The deployment configuration enables you to set it up if your head node is sitting behind a firewall, which might present a different host name to the public side of the firewall than it does see internally. The actual web service itself runs as a Windows service and therefore can be managed and monitored using the whole range of management tools that exist for Windows services already. And we provide a PowerShell script as part of the administration pack that allows you to configure and deconfigure the web service as well, if you so wish. So in summary, the HPC basic profile provides a standards-based interface for accessing the HPCS job scheduler. It's something we've integrated with the high availability head nodes, if you have deployed that, and also through the file and data staging extension that exists within the web service, you can provide an executable that implements your own particular data staging protocols that might be specific to your particular community and to your particular deployment. As always, with all things, there's the Windows HPC community site, which is a great resource for finding out what's going on, both in terms of blogs, announcements, but also a whole series of white papers, which will be coming out describing the HPC basic profile and more broadly what we do within the product for enabling Linux and Windows interoperability in the HPC space.